I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the founder of Hope Givers International, M.A. Thomas, went before the India Supreme Court today, the organization's president, Samuel Thomas, remains jailed. Hope Givers Bill Bray says he has a few more obstacles to overcome before he's able to do that.
Dr. Samuel Thomas goes before the local court in Kota for the last time on the 24th. If they refuse bail for him and our other prisoners, they'll go to the high court. And if they're refused there, then they can go up to the Supreme Court.
Next, the ION Network's board has approved a new ministry partnership in Colombia and the development of a new ministry relationship in Kenya. The agreement now expands outreach to a rural slum school and covers a children's home in a remote area of the country. In Kenya, the board also agreed to foster relationships with a local leader and the Youngsters for Christ team. The ministry focus is youth discipleship and would be the first ION Network ministry in Kenya. And AMG International's Paul Jenks says their hospital partner in Thessalonica, Greece, just debuted the first-ever human implant of the World Heart Rotary VAD, the only heart pump of its kind in clinical trials. Jenks says that begs the question, why open-heart surgery in a hospital in Greece for a mission agency?
St. Luke's Hospital is able to not only bring cutting-edge technology, but also every day the patients are confronted with the gospel. Christians feel encouraged because there's an evangelical hospital operating there that gives their position credibility.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.